Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn to the book of 1 Peter, the first chapter, and the 23rd verse. It said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Verse 24 and 25, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. Our identity does not need to be in this body or in what we can do physically. If it is, you're days, months, years away from an identity crisis. If you're a great athlete, you won't always be. If you look amazing, you won't always. Why? Your body, your physical part of your life is just like a flower. It will bloom, it'll reach its peak, and then it's going to fade. And so if your identity is in your looks or in your physical ability, like I said, you are days, months, years away from an identity crisis where you don't know your value anymore. But that's not what makes you valuable. What makes you valuable is what God paid for you. The value of a thing is determined by what somebody was willing to pay for. Phyllis and I went to lunch at a restaurant. Oh, this has been a year or so ago. And one of these new McLaren cars came in. Was it a P? Somebody know what that model is? P1 or whatever it is. It's a $1.3 million car. We looked at it. When we left, we thought, wow. And this guy came by, he said, he cussed and he said, that's crazy. He said, no way that's worth it. And I thought, it was to him, the guy that bought it. No way a car is worth that. Well, people might look at you and go, no way they are worth what Jesus paid for them. But it was worth it to him. And he knows what's valuable. And the Bible said silver and gold could not buy us. There was only one thing in all the universe valuable enough to buy you and me. The precious blood of the Lamb. And he paid it to get us. So the next time the devil tries to bring you any kind of idea or thought that you're not worth much, you're worthless, this and that, you tell him, you lying scoundrel, shut up and get out of here. If I'm so worthless, why, oh why, did Jesus pay so much for me? The value of something is determined by what somebody's willing to pay for. Your, my value has been determined. It has been set forever in the price paid to get us. And we were born again by the incorruptible word, as opposed to corruptible. Other translations say imperishable. His word is an imperishable seed, as opposed to a seed that can decay and grow old. The reason our bodies will grow old is because our bodies are born of a corruptible seed. Our bodies are born from a seed, but it's a corruptible, perishable seed. But your spirit is born, if you've been born again, your spirit is born again of an incorruptible, imperishable seed, which means your spirit will never grow old or decay or die, because it's born of a seed that cannot die. Now that ought to bless you. And it'll help you to relax when you realize I'm going to be around forever. It helps you to just breathe a sigh of relief. No, not in your body you won't, but this life is the briefest thing we're going to do. And one of these days when you slip out of this body, nothing for the believer to be scared about. You'll slip out of this body just like a hand slips out of a glove, and you'll be standing there. And your body will be laying there. An angel will be there. He'll say, "You ready?" You'll go, "Wow, I feel good." Because you'll be no longer affected by curse, by death, by restriction. You talk about seeing, you're going to see colors like you ain't never seen before. Hearing, you're going to hear sounds and music like you've never heard before. But we'll get to that soon enough. We have a job to do, something to be accomplished now, here, before that happens. Go with me, if you would, for time's sake. No. 1 Corinthians 2. I get carried away when I study. I had an opportunity to speak at a minister's conference the other day, and I had 45 minutes. And when I got through studying, I had 8 pages of notes. I thought, how is this? I should know this by now. Which is why we pray in the front. Lord, help us. 1 Corinthians 3 and 8. 1 Corinthians 3 and 8. Let's see. Back up to verse 7. 6. You got to watch this because you wind up in Genesis, because it's all good. He said, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Now, Paul planted what? The Word. And Apollos watered what? The Word. But God gave the increase. Verse 7. "So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase." You know, don't be hung up on which kind of vessel God uses. You know, if you're starving for water, what do you care what color the cup is? That the water comes in, whether it's a tall cup, or a short cup, or a thin cup, or a fat cup, white cup, red cup. I mean, it's stupid to be starving of water and say, "I don't drink from white cups." You better just drink, right? And that's what he's saying. Neither is the one that plants anything. That's not the big deal. Not the one that waters. God's getting something to you through these vessels. Be thankful for what's in the cup. Amen. But looking at the outside of the cup, be thankful for what's in the cup. Amen. You sow that with other people, you'll reap that too. Mm-hmm. People receiving better through you instead of just looking at the outside of the cup. Verse 9, "For we are laborers together with God." You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Let me read this to you in the Amplified. Verse 8, "He who plants and he who waters are equal, Did you know watering is just as important as planting? One in aim of the same importance and esteem. Each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are fellow workmen. You are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. Moffat's translation says, I did the planting, Apollos did the watering, but it was God who made the seed grow. He went on to say, you are God's field to be planted. Our hearts are the ground God plants his seed in, his word. And that's how his results are accomplished. His seed, his word in our hearts. With that in mind, go to Matthew the 13th chapter and we'll read what many call the parable of the sower. You could call it the parable of the seed. But it is one of the greatest teachings of the Master. He said so himself. Everything he taught is great. We know that. But he actually told his disciples, I'm paraphrasing, he said, if you don't understand this, how will you understand other things? Didn't he say? So this is big. Big, big, big. It's recorded in Matthew 13. It's recorded in Mark 4. It's recorded in Luke 8. And I obviously referred to in places like Corinthians, other places. This principle, this great truth, that God's word is eternal, undecaying seed that he wants planted in our hearts and lives that will produce the fruit and the results of what the word said. If you want a healing harvest, you ought to be after some healing seed. If you want an abundance harvest, a provision harvest, you ought to be looking for some abundant seed, deliverance harvest, good family harvest, whatever the case might be. How many believe there's a seed for whatever you need? There's a seed. But we must respect God's word and plant it and water it and nurture it. And if we do, incorruptible seed produces incorruptible results. Results that last forever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.